Grace, peace, and mercy are yours from our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today we enter the Advent season, a time in which we prepare for Christmas. You know, preparing for Christmas means a lot of things. I think, like you, I have a to-do list for Christmas. I actually checked one of those off the week before Thanksgiving. I put the lights up on our house. We didn't turn them on until last night, but I put them up early just so I could avoid the cold weather. Our tree is going to go up sometime in the next week or so, right, dear? See, my job is to do what Janet tells me so it gets done right. And I have a list of Christmas presents to buy. It's a rather short list because Janet does almost all of our gift buying, and she also does our Christmas letter. So in fact, when I think about it, my to-do list is pretty short. Janet handles most of our family Christmas preparations, but I do then get to focus on things here. So I'm not just going to be sitting around. Janet, I'm not going to be sitting. You know, there really is so much good about the Christmas season. Those things I just mentioned, really, they're all good things. Putting out a Christmas letter to share with people that what you've been doing maybe over the last year, and lights and Christmas tree, and those are good things. They really point to the fact that this time of year is really different. It's different than any other. But because there are so many things to do, sometimes it might begin to feel like too much of a good thing. This year here at Grace, we're trying something a little different. Under the theme, Let's Do Christmas Together, we're inviting everyone in our Grace family to participate in some activities together. Yes, this Christmas season has a lot of good things, but what I want us to consider this year is how we might go from good to better through Him who is the best. For instance, buying presents for others, it's a good thing. Buying a present for someone shows that you're thinking about them, that you care enough to think of them personally. My oldest son goes to great lengths to find something unique, something he believes will communicate that he didn't just grab it off the shelf. And as Christians, we certainly have the opportunity to be reminded and to remind others that the reason we give gifts at Christmas is because Christmas is about God giving us a gift. At Christmas, we celebrate the fact that the Word became flesh for us. In the sending of His Son, God was thinking about you and me personally. His gift wasn't given impulsively in any way whatsoever. That first Christmas was the result of a very carefully thought out and executed plan to bring about your salvation. Giving gifts is good, and I don't want to take anything away from that at all, but let's go a little deeper. I'd like to suggest something that would maybe make the gifts you buy even better. Don't just buy presents, but strive to be present for those that you love. I'd like you to just watch a short video that picks up.
I know the stereotype. I know I fit the pattern. I look just like the businessman who's always on the go. So when it comes to Christmas, I'm too busy to be bothered with shopping, and even going online doesn't cut enough time. So according to the popular script, what do I do? I'm the guy who runs to the mall on Christmas Eve and buys whatever's handy, with next to no thought given to the gift or the person who'll receive it. But that's not me. You see, I was the kid who couldn't wait for Christmas to arrive. I'm the one who shook each present as they almost magically appeared under the family tree. I'd venture guesses at which contained the toys I had not too subtly left hints for, and which were the practical ones, like sweaters or coats or pajamas. So when we started a family of our own, I wanted in on the action. I didn't leave all the fun up to my wife. I loved when she passed me along the insider info of what each of our children wanted. I was like the great hunter of all things Christmas. I'd go out and stalk the aisles until I got every item on the list. The piles under our tree didn't appear at the last moment, but they grew week by week until we got together on Christmas Eve and tore into each package. Each smile and every squeal of joy affirmed why I went out to buy those presents. But now that our children have moved well into their teens, something's different. They like the presents, to be sure, but I'm realizing something. Something pretty important. Time's not slowing down. No, the very opposite is happening, and all the finely wrapped gifts in the world cannot make up for those shrinking moments we have together. I don't want to just buy presents. I want to be present.
I recently read about a man who experienced this very thing in a rather powerful way. Now that they were grown and had families of their own, this man's father seemed to be distancing himself from them. His father's friends had become more important to him. And then one year, he told his son that he wouldn't be seeing them until after Christmas. In fact, after New Year's. And when he asked, "And what am I supposed to tell your grandsons?" his father responded, "Don't worry, I'll be sending them their presents." But when the older grandson heard this, he immediately called his grandfather and told him, "I don't want your presents, I want you here." And I bet he was. Christmas is a busy time. It's filled with so many things that need to be done. So how are you to create a space so that you can actually be present? Well, I'd offer a couple of suggestions that might help keep the main thing the main thing. First, don't overschedule yourself. I'm sure that, like me, this time is a time of year when you're going to be invited to gatherings hosted by friends or coworkers or workplaces and neighbors. And there are special holiday concerts or programs featuring your children or nieces, nephews, special friends. And as the invites build, it becomes increasingly difficult to attend them all. But it can also be hard to say no, can't it? So here we are talking about being present for people. So how can we not say yes to them when they ask us to be somewhere? Well, think about this. There's more to being present than simply being present. I think we've all experienced this. You can be somewhere in body, but your mind and spirit are elsewhere. Be willing to make choices, to prioritize the events you go to. And that way, when you attend, you can be all in. Be more relaxed. Truly enjoy the moment. And I guarantee that those you're with will recognize that, and it will enhance those moments and deepen your relationship. Get an early start. I mentioned that I got our outdoor lights up last week, or the week before Christmas, I should say. What I didn't say is that I've been telling myself to do that for many years, and that's the first time I actually did it. But, you know, I'm really glad I did. I hope it'll become a part of my Christmas tradition from here on out. Think about the things you need to do and try to get them done early. Believe it or not, about 30% of people have their shopping done in November so they can focus on enjoying Christmas. That's not me. It may be too late for some of that this year, but don't wait until December 23rd or 24th like I do, especially since the 24th is a Sunday this year, and we will have church on Sunday morning, Christmas Eve. And then be intentional. Take a little time to make a list of those must-do things and try to check them off. You know, things don't just happen, usually. But if you're intentional about them, you won't be as stressed because you can see exactly what you intend to accomplish. And there's something really satisfying about crossing something off a list. And so to help us maybe be a little more intentional as we do Christmas together here at Grace this year, Amy, I'm going to ask Amy to come up and just share with you something that we're going to offer to you today that we hope will be a blessing not only for you, but for those around you.
So this year, for Advent, we're going to be doing an Advent experience. We're going to be doing Christmas together. The reason that we are going to be doing this is so that we can be present with each other, that you can be present with your neighbors and with your community. We do not want to settle for the good things surrounding the Christmas of our culture and tradition, but to truly celebrate the best of the best, which is Christ the Savior, who's been born for us. So, we have some envelopes that are out in the narthex. They're in packets like this. There are envelopes for families. They are orange. They have orange writing on them. And there are envelopes for couples or for those who are single. Those are in blue writing or green writing. And each envelope has something in it to do. There's also out there a devotional book that you can go through as a family, and I think that's very important as well, to be doing that, to be growing in our faith. But then we'll be taking that faith and putting it into action with families, with neighbors, and with our community. Today's the third, so we've missed one and two, but I encourage you to go back and just look at them and see if you want to do them. They're very simple. Number one is have cocoa together as a family, being present with each other. But today's number three is put up a Jesus stocking and fill it with change. I can't read that far. And it will be given to someone else in need. And so we have stockings as well this year for every family to take home. And Pastor will be talking about that a little bit more. But I encourage you to do the Advent experience this year as a family. And then what we would really like to invite you to do is share with Pastor how it's going. What are you experiencing together? How is it affecting your family or your neighbors or your community? And I'll be honest with you, I think reaching out to our neighbors is one of the harder things for us to do. We know all of our neighbors, but we don't spend time with them on a regular basis. And so that's going to be the challenge in our family that we're going to be working on this year too, is engaging with our neighbors. So after church, you can meet in the narthex and pick up your envelopes and your stocking and join the experience.
So the intent isn't to put more stuff into your Christmas observance or to add more things for you to do. And so I don't want you to feel like this is some guilt trip you need to do or some legalistic thing you need to do. We're hoping that this will be something that you'll enjoy doing. The things that you're being asked to do are usually pretty small. But they're an intentional way to kind of reach out to somebody else or to reach into your family to go a little bit deeper this year. Amy mentioned the Jesus stocking. We're finishing off the 75th year of our anniversary year. Actually, next Sunday would be a year since the time President Linneman was here to kind of kick that year off. And we've been talking about how can we observe this in some way? So how can we kind of tie this year together? And I think that this might be a really nice way to do that. I'm inviting everybody to participate in the Jesus stocking, put change in there or whatever. We'll do that through this month. And then next year, on the Sunday of Epiphany, the Sunday we'll be observing Epiphany, we're going to, in place of Bible class on Sunday morning, we're going to hold a brunch here. Everybody will bring their stockings, we'll pour them all together, and then we'll have some conversation, maybe have some conversation about some of the things we experienced through this this year of doing Christmas together, and also talk a little bit about who we want to gift that money to. So I hope you'll do that. So like I said, buying presents for those who care about at Christmas is good. I think being present for those you love and buy your presents for is maybe a little better. But all of that is intended ultimately to focus us on what we all know what is best about Christmas. In fact, it's the very thing without which the rest of this season would be meaningless. In our gospel reading, we read that John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The center of Christmas is that Jesus came to be present with us and for us. He came because we were lost in sin. He came because we needed a Savior. In our Old Testament reading, Isaiah described our condition this way. He said, We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. Sin broke our relationship with God, took us away from Him. But God's love for us caused Him to step down from heaven and enter into our unclean and polluted world and lives. We'll focus more on what I'm about to say again this next week, but you already know this story that I'm going to share with you. Joseph was angry. Do you remember why he was angry? He was angry because he believed that Mary had betrayed his love. She could have been put to death for her situation, but he didn't want that. He loved her, but still couldn't imagine dealing with the shame and disgrace her pregnancy would bring, and so he decided to quietly divorce her. And that meant leaving Mary on her own, forcing her to care for her child alone. But we know what God did. He sent an angel to Joseph in a dream who said, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And then Matthew adds this little note. "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin will conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. Even though we betray God every day, He loves us so much that He gave us a gift. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Throughout His time here, He wasn't worried about what loving sinners would do to His reputation. God only cared about what your sin had done to you. And Advent is a time to remember that God came to be present with and for us. And Advent is also a time to be present with Jesus. Again, from our gospel reading. The two disciples heard John say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" And he said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and stayed with him. You know, it can be so easy to get so caught up in all of the activities, the events, the to-do lists, that we forget to spend time with Jesus. Forget that He who came so long ago comes to you each and every day. And to help you not forget that, we're going to have those Advent worship services each Wednesday here at 6:30. We'll start at 5:30 with a light dinner. You can come and enjoy time with your friends and family here at Grace. We're also offering, as Amy said, Advent devotional books for a little daily reminder. And I encourage you not just to use those for yourself, but maybe take an extra one with you and share it with a friend. Or maybe you have some other Christmas tradition, something around the manger scene under your tree, or some other Christmas tradition that you use to spend intentionally with Jesus each year. But whether it's here or whether it's at home, take time to do it. Let's do Christmas together. Let's be present with one another, with others, and especially with Christ, until that day when we'll be in His presence forever. Amen.